U.S. President Donald Trump has brought in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE agents, to fill in as security staff at some of the busiest U.S. airports, where lines are now stretching for hours. And it's not because more people are flying. It's because some airport security staff simply aren't showing up for work. A partial government shutdown, now in its fifth week, has left thousands of Transportation Security Administration staff without pay, while congressional Democrats and Republicans argue over the Department of Homeland Security's budget. At some airports, more than a third of TSA officers have called in sick or stayed home. According to officials, the ICE deployment is meant to support TSA in crowd control and managing security lines, and is not intended to conduct immigration enforcement activities.
My first thought, and I think my first reaction was, are who are they going to throw to the ground? You know, who are they going to throw around, you know, if you do or say something wrong or even look suspicious? I mean, just that unknown fear there.
Oh, my God, this is insane. I mean, I've never experienced anything like this. It's crazy. It's insane. I mean, I've never seen an airport like this.
Even TSA workers are pushing back, saying what they really need isn't backup. It's their paychecks.
What I'm getting from some of the officers is that they're just in the way. Now we're on top of having the heavy burden. Now we have to train them in how we do our job. On a personal level, I don't think we need them here. We need to be paid. Why would you bring another agency to be TSA when you already have TSA?